Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And that website again is prepare the number four college.com. Today we have Chuck Moore, who's going to be doing the first of six different podcasts. This one's going to be on the student athlete. So I'm not going to drag it out real long here. I'm going to get it to Chuck so he can get started. Chuck, take it away.
All right, in this series of podcasts that we're going to be doing over the next several weeks, there are going to be six steps. The one that we'll do, excuse me, the one we'll do today is picking the right college to contact. Now, some of the information that we'll go over in this presentation, we've covered in other podcasts that we had presented in the past. The next one would be writing a great cover letter. The third one would be your student athlete's bio. The fourth one is covering your athletic video. The fifth one is setting up a tracking system or a communication system. And the sixth one and final one is keeping in touch with the college coach. So let's start with the number one, picking the right college to attend.
Picking the right college is from an athletic perspective, right?
Yes, this is
Okay.
on a athletics standpoint or a special talent that the student may have that's in band, music, drama, things along those lines. The first one is look for a college for the individual students here. Well, first, let me explain to you why it's important to pick the right college for student athletes. It has everything with the student's future career development. Once again, you're going to college to get a degree. It also is very important for the future social development of the student athlete. And it's very important for the individual student athlete to know whether or not they can graduate in 4 years. Now, here are some of the considerations that the student athlete should look at when selecting a college. Of course, your location. Is the location of that college satisfactory to the needs of the student athlete? And of course, the size goes along with it. Do you want to attend a small, medium large, or a very large university? That's also important. And looking at the college also, whenever you're selecting the college to attend, check and see if they have a placement or job placement service prior to the student athlete graduating. You may want to look at a particular college that has a religious affiliation. If you want to go to a Catholic university or a Jewish university, things along those lines. Graduation rates is also very important. Does the college have a high number of freshmen that graduates within at least 5 years? This will give you an idea of whether or not you're going to be in college 4 years or 5 years or 6 years. So look at the graduation rates of these colleges. Another thing that you may want to consider is the student faculty ratio. Now, this is important as far as I'm concerned in evaluating how interactive you can be with the professors that are teaching your course study. It also will give you a good idea of the classroom participation. How often, if you're in a large auditorium or whatever, you may not have a large classroom participation. But if you're in one that has a small student ratio, student to faculty ratio, you may have more interaction as well as classroom participation. Now, another major concern that I suggest a lot of students, particularly your female athletes, is the safety. Does the college campus have adequate security and a good safety reputation? And today, that to me is very, very important, particularly with your female athletes. You want to maybe check on the alcohol and drug policy of the university. You may want to look into whether or not they have a Greek system, such as fraternities or sororities that you may want to join while in college. And of course, in housing, well, you want to know what type of housing facilities are available for the student athlete and whether or not the student athlete can live off campus. So this is one thing that you may want to look at. And of course, food and weather, that's basically typical if you're from the state of Florida and you select a college up in Minnesota or whatever, the weather there is a lot different. So if you don't like snow, stay south if you're coming from a southern state. The campus settings, a lot of universities and colleges are located in large metropolitan areas like the city of New York. You may not fit in well in a large metropolitan area like that. So the campus settings, is it in a good area? How about the neighborhoods that surrounds the college or the university? And also, this is something that I feel like that needs to be said. Does the college have the major that you want to get your degree in? You may want to look at the conference reputation of the college. Is it in a big conference like the SEC or the Big Ten? Things along those lines. So you want to look at the reputation of the conference that you're going to be playing in. And of course, looking at what level that you want to participate in, either Division One, Division Two, or Division Three, that's under the NCAA divisions, or you may want to consider an NAIA school. You also want to look at whether or not the position that you play, let's say in high school or whatever, whether or not they're going to have an opening in that position in the next couple of years. And of course, the very last one down here is affordability. There are things that can happen to student athletes that they may get hurt, they may have academic problems, they may not want to play anymore. So you want to look at whether or not the college is going to be affordable without depending on the athletic scholarship. So I feel like that's very important to know. Now, in selecting the colleges, normally I recommend anywhere between 20 to 25 colleges that you should be looking at. But to increase your odds of getting an athletic scholarship, you may want to look at up to as many as 30 to 40 colleges. So it's all up to you. Just don't pick one or two or three or four colleges to market yourself to college coach. You want to have a wide variety of universities and will increase your potential of maybe getting an athletic scholarship. Now, in doing so, where can you find this information out? You want to find out the coach's bio and their background. You may want to look at, let's say, the team schedule. And most importantly, you want to check their roster out. Now, let me give you a little advice here. If you go in and check the roster out, don't depend solely on the roster that you see on the college's athletic website. It could be outdated. So, what would be a good source for you to check in on? I normally recommend individuals checking out what is called collegecoachesonline.com. That is a really good source to where you can go in and check out the rosters, the coaches and assistant coaches' name, their contact information, their what area that they're marketing to. Where, in other words, where are these players from? Well, where are they looking at recruiting the majority of the players that they've got on their team? You can look at and see what grade level they're in. Are they sophomores, juniors, and seniors? Let's assume you're coming in as a freshman, and the roster indicates down there that in the position that you're in. They've got several individuals that are juniors and seniors. What that will end up telling you is that they're going to have an opening coming up with the next couple of years to where it's going to enhance your recruitability issues. So these are the things that I would highly suggest. Of course, we get into more detail in our ebook that we put together on marketing your student athlete in a little bit more detail on these subject matters that I've just gone over. Gary, Al, do you all have any questions?
I just have one, and I'm sure it's a difficult one. So we have a student athlete, and of course they think they're the next Michael Jordan, but maybe they're not even close. Where do you get an objective point to where I should be looking at a Division I school, Division II, NAIC, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, let's be reasonable. I suppose it's like college's selection when I teach students. I'm going to have reach schools, peer schools, safety schools. Is it the same thing in the athletic world, reach schools, peer schools, safety schools, based on your academic, I mean, your athletic ability?
Yes, that's one thing that I feel like is very important now. How do you get an unbiased opinion of
Exactly.
what level you can play at? Now, a lot of individuals dep would depend on their high school coach. I would take it a little step further. I would ask the individual high school coach that you have to give you a name of another high school, maybe a high school coach that you're playing against. Whenever they play in high school and such, they will look at different rosters and saying, okay, we've got to contain this person more than this person or whatever. So you may be able to get an unbiased opinion from a coach that you played against is one good area. Or you can go ahead and find an individual that is very knowledgeable in your activity that you're playing in and have them evaluate you. They can tell you whether or not you need to increase your agilities or you need to improve on your techniques and things along those lines. So I wouldn't rely solely and completely on the high school coach.
I have been asked quite frequently. I says, well, should I go to this summer camp on basketball or this summer camp on baseball? Are these summer camps, is that just a money-making thing by those camps, or is those things really valuable?
Both can be a money maker, and some of them can be extremely helpful. These are called showcases that you're talking about. And if you're some of the showcases, you've got to be invited to attend these showcases. You just can't come in and say, well, I'm going to go to this showcase or this camp or whatever, just right out of the blue. Sometimes you're going to have to be invited. So they can be a benefit. A lot of scouts and individuals that help in the recruiting process, they do attend these. Plus, you can get affiliated with a lot of the coaches that are teaching these showcases. And a lot of them are, maybe past college players. I know the University of Louisville, they may bring in two or three of the past college ball players and have them teach the showcase. So yeah, they can be very beneficial in getting you exposed out there other than just through the media.
One
Chuck,
last, and then I'm done here. Oh, go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
one last thing. I have a couple items, Chuck, and I'll give Val the floor again here, but you said that depending on the number of schools you are going to apply to, and you said like 30 or 40, this I think sort of reinforces you got to start in your freshman year of high
Oh,
school.
yes.
You got to get going soon, not later now. So that hit me really strong. The other one, of course, graduation rates. You want to get this done in 4 years. And that may not be possible. You have to take a close look at that. So those are two of my observations. Al?
Well, the other area is that I know in certain sports that you're, for instance, swimming or track, your records are actually posted. in your state. They have state rankings for certain sports. Now, granted, football or baseball or those are things where you probably need a summer camp to for somebody to see that you really know how to bat or that you really know how to catch or that you really know how to pitch. I'm using baseball as my analogy here, but in swimming, you know, your times, they're posted. So coaches know that they can find you in those postings. So those sports that have postings and those sports to where they don't have postings, I guess is what I'm going to say. Is that
What you're relating to here is your individual competition, like your let's say gymnastics or swimming, golf, tennis, things along those lines. You're correct, is that they're going to look and see how you participated during the high school years, whether or not you won district, region, all state honorable mention, things along those lines. But team sports are different. They're not going to focus out on, all of a sudden Trinity High School here won the state football championship for the last 12 years. They're not going to come in and actually promote any of the student athletes within that particular team. But individual sports, you're correct. That could be a big benefit in your marketing efforts. Yes. And that comes in
Well,
with the introductory letters that we're going to go over, of telling the
exactly.
individual coach, here's what I've achieved my freshman, sophomore, junior year. So we'll be covering that a little bit more in our introductory letter in our bio.
Got it.
Chuck,
Gary,
what's
how about him?
our second podcast here? What's the topic on
Okay,
that?
the second podcast, let me look down here and see what we have here. The second one is going to be, I'm assuming it's the bio, how to write a great cover letter is going to be the next one. And then the next one after that, the cover letter is introducing yourself to these college coaches. And I'm going to show you basically how to write an appropriate letter. Some people may think, well, you can send them an email or whatever. There's a better way of doing it in contacting these coaches by writing a good cover letter and then following that up with your student bio. Th
Okay.
those would be the next two. Matter of fact, what we may do, Gary, is combine both of those, step two and step three, because normally they go together.
Yeah, Lenny, hey, you can think of?
No, I'm good. I'm looking forward to the next meeting. You bet.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Chuck. Very informative. And I know our audience got a lot of good information out of that. So this is Gary Carpenter again, and we're going to sign off here for prepareforcollege.com. And again, that website is prepare4college.com. Join us next week when we're going to do step number two and maybe step number three. We'll see how it goes because there's a lot of information in both topics. So have a good week and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.